The Oak Ridge Symphony is presenting its final concert of the season this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. The program will be presented in the Oak Ridge High School Performing Arts Center and features music with an international flair. And here to talk with me today about this program is Dan Olcott, Music Director and Conductor of the Oak Ridge Symphony. Great to see you once again, Dan.
Always nice to be here at WOT.
This program has the title of International Flavors. What does that title refer to, and what pieces are being performed on this concert?
Well, classical music is interesting in that a lot of people have kind of one idea of it, like, okay, there's symphonies, you know, and they have four movements, and they think that the music is very much the same. And in reality, and as you know, that classical music has always been very derivative, that there have always been introduction of new influences. Like today, we have pieces that are being written with DJs and beat tracks and things, and they're actually in our concert halls. And so all through time, people have sought outside influences to make concerts interesting. So what I did for this concert was piece together pieces of music that had an extra musical connotation that was somehow international. And it's fun because these pieces are pieces written by composers from France or from Germany, but thinking about other countries. So it's kind of fun to see different countries through people's eyes. And the most funny one that we're doing is we're doing the Tahiti Trot by Shostakovich, which is an early piece. And it was written, he thought he was writing, you know, a kind of a quintessentially American thing. He was actually challenged by the conductor Nikolai Malko to write a piece in 1 hour. And so he chose this funny tune, which we know as T for Two from No No Nanette, and in 45 minutes orchestrated it for the orchestra. Mm-hmm. So you have this, it's almost like somebody wearing odd glasses or seeing an American tune in a funny mirror at the carnival. So that's a fun aside in our concert.
Two for tea with a little Shostakovich twist on it.
Right.
And what else is on the program?
The other works on the program, we're playing Rimsky-Korsakov's Capriccio Espanol. Rimsky-Korsakov was known at the end of the 19th century to be one of the best orchestrators. He's one of the people who really developed the craft, especially in Russia, but for everybody, of using the large late 19th century orchestra to its fullest extent. And he actually wrote a treatise on orchestration. He was a teacher of many of the composers of the late 19th and early 20th century, a big influence on Stravinsky. So he has this kind of, and it's really like a travelogue through the Iberian Peninsula. There's all these sets of variations set in kind of a Hispanic or Spanish style. So that's a fun, again, another Russian looking at a different locale. And then we have the Danse Bacchanal from Saint-Saëns' opera, Samson and Delilah. Saint-Saëns was a great French composer, a super talent, by the way. I think when he was 12, he played a piano recital. And as an encore, he asked the audience which one of Beethoven's 32 sonatas they would like to hear him play by memory. He was almost too facile. Mm. And he wrote a lot of music, not much of which is played anymore. There are a few pieces that are very famous, the organ symphony. Everything he wrote was done with a high amount of craft. So he wrote this beautiful dance, and it's a seductive dance. And it starts out sounding, you know, kind of like a Frenchman writing a Middle Eastern piece. Mm. It has all of Saint-Saëns' style, but he's a great tunesmith. And then he really lets it go at the end. It's a really exciting number.
Does he incorporate the use of Middle Eastern scales or instrumentation in it?
He does do that. And in fact, it starts out with a very reedy sound. There's an oboe cadenza, basically, that's based on the kind of a modal scale. And there's a pretty full complement of percussion instruments. There's a little tambourine in there and triangles and all these things. And those things get added in. That's part of how Rimsky-Korsakov and Saint-Saëns added to the sound of the orchestra. A lot of what we termed in the 19th century as Janissary music is music that expanded the percussion section that came in through these Janissary military bands that many people in especially Eastern Europe were quite familiar with as the Ottoman Empire kind of expanded forward. And there was a fascination with that sound. So, and also toward the end of the 19th and early 20th century, there was this whole fascination with what we call Orientalism. And some of that was a result of the world fairs that were happening in Paris. When they were talking about Orientalism in the late 19th century, early 20th century, they were talking about the Mideast, that there was a fascination with a different culture. And I think we have that fascination now. Is the same thing as in 19th century Europe. There was a fascination and fear of the Ottoman Empire. Right now, we're exploring world cultures because we're coming into contact with them, not always in a positive way, but at least this is one way that we learn about them.
Going back to the Rimsky-Korsakov piece, the Capriccio Español, this piece actually requires a large percussion section, right? Did you have to add some members to your percussion section?
I think as soon as I started programming an international concert, you immediately think that this is going to be a larger percussion section, because it is true that, you know, one of the ways that you expand the sound of the orchestra is you have a triangle and different snare drums, and you have to have cymbals and a bass drum along with your timpani player. So that's the first way that even Mozart in an opera, when he did Abduction from the Seraglio, all of a sudden you're making room for more players because you have these different instruments in there. But that's part of the fun of having, and this is a large orchestra concert. It's an orchestral feature. You know, there's no soloist on this concert, and it's a fun way for it to end our season and kind of show off what our orchestra can do.
But there are actually several solo passages in the Rimsky-Korsakov, right?
Oh, yes.
So who is going to be featured on these solos?
Well, unfortunately, our concert master was in a car accident last month, and she's okay, but she's not playing this concert. So our associate, Sue Edelman, is playing all the great violin solos and just doing a great job. There are many features, and it kind of goes through the orchestra, but particularly resting on clarinet and violin. There's a great brass feature. Each variation as it goes by kind of focuses on a different part of the orchestra. So as well as being kind of a travelogue, you know, for our ears through different parts of the world, we get a chance to kind of travel through the orchestra at the same time.
And then, of course, you'll be performing Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony. What is Italian about this symphony?
Well, it's really, this is a reflection on Mendelssohn's upbringing and his education. He did what a lot of people who had high education did. He took what was called the Grand Tour as a part of his education. So Mendelssohn spent time abroad as a part of his education. He went to England. He's basically lived around Leipzig, but he went to England and he went to Italy, and he was struck by the rhythms and the music and the sunshine of Italy. And so the big part of this is that he introduced a dance which is called a saltarello, as a fast dance, into the rhythm of this great symphony. And there are a lot of kind of fast dances that we think of from Italy that influenced a lot of composers. But this is the saltarello, the tarantella, all these things that are fast dances. And a lot of them use their hands a lot more than people were used to in Northern Europe as a part of the dance moves. So Mendelssohn definitely caught the sunny spirit. This is a piece that really, I think, is Mendelssohn's most difficult symphony to perform. Not only is there a fast and rhythmic accompaniment most of the time, but there's this beautiful slow movement that is supposed to depict a kind of far-off procession of pilgrims. This is something you would see in Europe, especially Southern Europe. You had people who were making pilgrimages to Rome, and then you had soldiers who were going towards the Middle East. And so this idea of him depicting this slow line of pilgrims and then this kind of mournful or modal song that they sang as they moved along. I think Mendelssohn is such a facile composer, and he was able to kind of pick this up, as he did a lot of times, picking up just the idea of geography and different national flavors within a very classical, tight classical structure. He really had one foot in kind of two eras, both the classical and the romantic era, but he liked to write things with extra musical associations.
I read that there is an optional pre-symphony buffet dinner being offered before this concert with an additional fee and reservation. Is this a special event just for this concert, or will this become a traditional addition?
It happens every once in a while. We try and do it once or twice a year, and it's really a fun opportunity for our audience to gather before the concert. A lot of people like to go out to dinner before the concert anyway. And this way we get our audience together. It is a benefit for the symphony, and I usually sneak in and have dinner. It's a long day for me, but I have to eat. A guy's got to eat.
He got to eat.
That's a really fun thing for audience members to be able to do, to come together there. And of course, we're performing at the beautiful auditorium at the Oak Ridge High School, and we'll have the dinner right there in the lobby beforehand. So people should call in, make a reservation, and they can join us and then get ready for a great closing concert.
Well, Dan, it's always been fun talking with you. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
Once again, I've been chatting with Dan Olcott, conductor of the Oak Ridge Symphony, about their concert taking place this Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. It's being held in the Oak Ridge High School Performing Arts Center. More information on this event is available at 483-5569 or online at orcma.org.